In France, where doping allegations have long shadowed Lance Armstrong, the announcement from the U.S. anti-doping agency didn't come as a major surprise. Fabrice Jouot is managing editor for L'Équipe, France's largest daily sports newspaper. He said journalists there began writing about Armstrong and doping 7 years ago.
Unfortunately, I cannot say I was surprised. I think nobody was really surprised in France because we knew since 7 years exactly that there was a problem of doping with Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, 7 years ago these reports started coming up. So for you, it was just a matter of time before Lance Armstrong would have to face up to these charges, huh?
It's difficult to say if it was a matter of time because it took a long time before somebody decided to open an official inquiry. We can think that Lance Armstrong was protected by a lot of people in the sports world and maybe political world.
Mm. Do you have proof of that?
No, we don't have proof. But what is very surprising is all this silence with all these people in the cycling world who say that it was just allegations of journalists thinking they were in a mission or a pro cyclist who were just frustrated about their past. I think it's quite embarrassing for the cycling world what is happening today.
I know Lance Armstrong's repeated wins of the Tour de France made a lot of people start to scratch their head. Is there a sense of vindication in France today that this American Superman who conquered the greatest cycling event more than anyone else in the world actually is not the Superman he seemed to be?
No, I don't think so, because most of people today are very sad, sad for the Tour de France, sad for cycling, and I think some of them are also sad for Lance Armstrong himself, because it's his image, his legend that is broken.
The legend is broken.
Yeah, I think it's difficult for all these people who have believed that after cancer you could run on a bike and win the Tour de France, and all these people today, they think maybe they were abused. They think, I believed in a mirage. I don't know, in English, mirage.
A mirage, yeah.
I think all of this was untrue.
Well, now that the issue is kind of more or less settled, won't it help clean the doped-up reputation the Tour de France has?
Yeah, it's quite difficult for the Tour de France. We used to say in France that Tour de France is stronger than everything, because in the past, with all these doping scandals, the popularity of the race has not been damaged. But I think there is a problem with the cycling image in general, because it's true that this sport fights a lot against doping. Mm. But if you look at the winners the last 15 years, it's quite difficult to say that the winner at the end is the real one.
Yeah. Do you ever long for the days when bicycles were made of steel and were not so light, and the cyclists like Jacques Anquetil, the Frenchman who won the Tour de France so many times, didn't dope?
I don't think that nostalgia is the best medicine for cycling and for people who love cycling sports, because Jacques Anquetil himself told that he was taking prohibited products.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. The difference is that at this time, there was no rule, and each racer could take whatever he wants.
And that was in the 50s and 60s, right?
Yeah, so that was the very beginning of the anti-doping fight. I think people who are nostalgic, they just don't want to face the reality of the past, but also of the present.
Fabrice Jouot, managing editor of L'Équipe, the number one newspaper for sports in France. Thank you very much.
Thank you.